Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1071, for Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. This is the Buzz List Edition, a bi-monthly look at the most anticipated games, according to the wish lists of Board Game Geek users, and compiled by Doug Faust, whose BGG username is Frim, P-H-R-I-M. This list is data based on just a week ago, December 16th, and is the December list. We've got three new entries in the top 10. Falling out are what was the formerly longest-running game in the list. I mean, currently longest-running, not the all-time longest-running. It has spent 11 times on the list and has gone from number 2 to number 36, Speakeasy. Falling from number 5, Sanctuary, and from number 10, SETI Space Agencies. Our three new entries fill in the lower three rungs of the top 10. First, climbing from 15 to 10, Mage Knight, The Apocalypse Dragon, by Phil Pettifer, published by WizKids, with a buzz score of 1,269. That's a gain of 56 from last time. It has about 100 owners listed. It is due to be released in March. Climbing back into the top 10, it was number 10 two times ago, fell back to 13 in October. Climbing 4 to number 9 is Horror on the Orient Express, the board game, by Mikhail Golubyovsky and Adam Kwapinski, published by Chaosium, with a buzz score of 1,312. It's a gain of 42, and is 43 more than Mage Knight, the Mage Knight expansion. It's also about 150 owners listed. Its Kickstarter delivery date has slipped from originally supposed to be the fourth quarter. Obviously, that's not happening now because we're at the end of the fourth quarter, into the first quarter of next year. This is the sixth time on the list for Horror on the Orient Express. And the highest of our new entries climbs 10 spots from 18 to 8. The Great Library by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with a buzz score of 1,313. Just one more than the Horror on the Orient Express, a gain of 330 while adding 50 owners. But, of course, it hasn't been released yet or delivered yet. Its Kickstarter is not due to deliver until September. Otherwise, the list is pretty stable once you subtract out those two games that fell out of the top five. So climbing back up two to number 7 in its seventh appearance, it was number 7 two times back, World Order by Vanhelis Bahir-Takis and Varnavas Timotiou, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with a buzz score of 1,461. 148 more than the Great Library, and a decline, actually, of 27 in its buzz score, although it has added 42 owners, so it's a net gain of wish lists to over 300. Its Kickstarter has also slipped from an original delivery date of October to the first quarter of next year. As with World Order, climbing two positions to where it was last time, but here, at number 6, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Johnny Pack, and Yoma, published by Pika Games, with a buzz score of 1,596, 135 more than World Order. That is also a decline, a slightly larger, 29, down in its buzz score. It, though, has only added 6 owners, so the number of wish lists has actually decreased a little bit, has about 170 owners listed, and it is the most delay-plagued game that we currently have on the list. It is originally was due to deliver in June, its Kickstarter project. It has slipped now 3 times to, the way Doug phrases it, is probably sometime in 2026. So it's already the longest-running game here on the list, now in its 11th time on the list. And it seems like we could see it a few more times yet before it finally drops off. Our third game in a row, climbing 2 spots from 7 to 5, Orloi, the Prague Astronomical Clock, by Abraham Sanchez Hermida and Paloma J. Pascual, published by De Vere, with 1,805 for a buzz score. That's 214 more than Flow. It is also a decline of 46, that is the largest of these three declines. However, it has added 1,000 owners. So it saw European release, but isn't due to see North American release until March. So here it is now sitting on the wish list of 2,840 users of BoardGameGeek, of which 1,035 have it listed as being owned. And so you subtract those two numbers and you get the buzz score, 1,805. And our fourth consecutive game, climbing two spots, up from 6 to 4, Recall, by Helga Meissner, Christian Amundsen Østby, Kjetil Svensson, and Anna Wurmland, published by A Lion, by Dr. Ø, with a buzz score of 2,195, more than Orloi. That's a gain of 150, and it has added over 700 owners. So it's on the wish list of just three fewer users. Orloi is 2,840, Recall is 2,837, but because there's a difference in owners of about 300, that's why Recall's buzz score is about 300 higher. It isn't due to land in retail until the second quarter of next year. Holding steady at number 3 in its second appearance, Brass, Pittsburgh, by Gavin Brown and Martin Wallace, published by Roxley Games, with a buzz score of 2,479. That would be 379 more than Recall. It has added about 170 owners, and unlike most of the other games on this list that have not been released yet or delivered yet, only 11 people have it marked as being owned. It hasn't even been on a crowdfunding campaign yet, though. That doesn't still launch on GameFound until February. After two times at number 4, climbing 2 to number 2, so that's 5 games that have got added 2 spots, Feia's Swamp, by Helga and Anselm Ostertag, published by, well, I've been saying Grail Games, but Doug is still saying Fractal Juegos, and maybe that's because that who has currently published it, and Grail Games is unknown, although he says North American distribution is uncertain at this time, so maybe that Grail Games fell through. I haven't investigated it deeply. Anyway, the buzz score is 2,676, almost 200 more than Brass, a gain of 466, adds 160 owners, so it is also on the wish lists of over 2,800 people. That's a lot of wish lists for these three games, all of which should be on here at least one more time, and maybe two, or maybe more, depending on when Feia's Swamp ever shows up in North America. But they can't touch the number 1 spot this time. Repeating at number 1 is The Old King's Crown, by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with a buzz score of 3,669. That's 993, almost 1,000. More than Feia's Swamp, on a gain of 410. And get this, while also adding 1,800 owners to go to over 2,200. So it was actually on 5,908 wish lists. That's crazy. And it appears that it has sold through its initial print run because it's not due to land on Kickstarter for another reprint and potential expansion until sometime next year. So it could be camped out here at the top for a while. And adding to this already impressive buzz score of 3,669, the third highest we've ever seen, only beaten by Revive back in February of 2023 and the reigning champ Charterstone back in October of 2017. Although both of those are not a lot more than where The Old King's Crown is here at over 3,600. So I think that it's threatening, is what I'm saying. Now, that mark of 5,908 wish lists, I did not go back through and see where exactly that falls on the in the archive on the whole most wish lists of all time. I'm going to say definitely top 5, maybe even top 3. The top 2 have quite a bit more, though. Sleeping Gods is the reigning champ from November of 2021 on about 8,500 wish lists at that point, compared to the 5,900. for the Old King's Crown. And then right behind it, by just a couple hundred, at number two is Terraforming Mars from a few years earlier still. But it is not common to have nearly 6,000 wish lists for a game. A lot of demand. For Wednesday, December 24th, 2025.